The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. If only we could have the same conviction as Bartimaeus in the gospel today. This blind man has more faith than anyone else in that crowd. He's heard about this Jesus fellow. He's heard how he can perform miracles, how he's helped the lame to walk and the blind to see. He calls out for Christ, and those around him shush him. We can only imagine what they said to him. "Stop shouting, stop acting oddly, have some decorum, you're embarrassing yourself." And yet this man persists and demonstrates his great faith. The yes, Christ can do what he says, that he is indeed who he says he is. You see, Bartimaeus wants a miracle too. Just like the others, Christ is healed. And yet he asks for no signs, he doesn't try to test Christ, he doesn't ask Christ to prove himself. All he asks for is what he lacks, his sight. It's a simple request. And can you imagine what great joy this man must have felt at being called by Christ to come near? He throws off his cloak, springs up, and goes to Christ without any hesitation. I don't know if you've ever come upon a battlefield shortly after an engagement, but there's a story that comes down to us from St. Jose Maria Escriva when he visited the scene of a battle shortly after its conclusion. He tells us, "There, strewn all over the ground, were great coats, water bottles, haversacks stuffed with family souvenirs, letters, photographs of loved ones, which belonged not to the vanquished, but to the victors. All these items had become superfluous in the bid to race forward and leap over the enemy defenses, just as happened to Bartimaeus as he raced towards Christ." My brothers and sisters, we too can be like Bartimaeus. It takes great faith to trust in Christ completely, to trust that he does what he says, that he is who he says, to go to him with haste when he calls, throwing everything superfluous off of us, and then coming face to face with the Lord who asks us, "What do you want me to do for you?" My brothers and sisters, this is the conversation we need to have with Christ today. He asks us, "What do you want me to do for you?" What is our answer?